We're going through this series of sermons, and today we're looking in each one of them, and okay, let's do a quiz. The Greek word from last week was, I think I heard somebody say it. Go ahead. Koinonia. Koinonia was our Greek word for last week, and it was the reminder to us that the church is all of us together, and that we hold each other in common. We love, support, pray for, and encourage each other. And it's not about our alikeness, but it's about our sharing a common Savior in Jesus Christ. And that's the basis of Koinonia and the basis for our community as a church. Now this week, we're looking at a word called mathetes. You want to try and say it after me? Mathetes. Oh, I'm mean, aren't I? And it has a lot to do with what the church is all about. And so I'd like to share with you a passage of Scripture from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. May the Lord bless us a portion from His holy word. Now, I have to admit that when I was in high school, one of my favorite, I know nobody's going to believe this, but one of my favorite classes was the math classes that I took. I really enjoyed algebra. Thank you. I got one person applauding me over there. Algebra to me was so much fun. It really was to me. No shaking your heads, no. Just listen to what I'm saying before you make up your minds. But algebra was always so much fun for me, and I particularly enjoyed those word questions. You know, if a train leaves Chicago at 9:02 a.m., traveling at 67 miles an hour, and a train leaves Pittsburgh at 9:12. See, I'm good at math, aren't I? At 9:12 a.m., you know, and those kinds of things. I just loved, I'd get those for homework, and it'd be just like I'd get them done, and then I'd be disappointed that they were all done. I just love the puzzle-solving aspect of math, trying to figure out how everything fit together and knowing that there was some way that it all worked out, and I always enjoyed that. I enjoyed that very much. I kind of lost it when they got up into the higher levels of math and started dealing with imaginary numbers and things like that, and I thought, well, if they're imaginary, I don't want to be bothered with them. So that was the end of my mathematical career. But this word that we have before us today, mathetes, M-A-T-H, guess what? The same root word. Now, we translate it as discipleship or disciples. And that's not a bad translation. It really isn't a bad translation. But I want us to look at it a little differently today, because we think of discipleship, disciples, and discipline all being in the same genre, being in the, you know, coming from the same root. And so we think of discipleship as something of a discipline. And we think that to be disciples of Jesus Christ means to be disciplined. And that's not bad. I'm not saying that that's a bad way to look at what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that it's a bad way to look at how we try to develop our Christian life. I think there should be discipline, and that is an important part of it. But I want us to look at this mathetes a little bit more closely, Because although it is translated as disciples or discipleship, the root word, again, is the same root word that we get math from. And that mathetes, the discipleship, those who are followers of Jesus Christ, were charged with figuring things out. It's all about learning and growing and the struggle with the puzzles of life. Is life not really sometimes puzzling? Is life not sometimes something that just makes you scratch your head and wonder why things are working out the way they're working out? Well, this mathetes is a word that reminds us that we are to struggle together with figuring things out. It's not about discipline alone. It's about the willingness and ability to ask questions and to try and solve things together. As you can see, in these early chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, as they were trying to discern what it was that the church should be and should do, they did it together. They tried to figure it out together. They were mathetes, followers of Jesus Christ, trying to discern, to learn, to grow, to figure it all out, to put it all together, to figure out the puzzle of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Certainly there was discipline to it, but there was also mystery to it. There's challenge to it. There is that opportunity for us to learn and to grow. And if we look in this second chapter of Acts, the 42nd through 47th verses, we see that there was a pattern to how they discipled each other, how they were mathetes together. And it took a lot of different forms. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Well, we don't have the apostles with us anymore, do we? But we have a book filled with the teachings of the apostles that were handed down. So that the study of Scripture is an important part of that figuring it out, of that solving the mystery of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And they devoted themselves to that learning and growing, to hear the teaching. And they devoted themselves to the fellowship. How does one grow as a Christian? How does one get through the puzzles of life as a Christian without each other? Isn't it through learning from each other, sharing with each other, asking each other questions, listening to each other's stories, learning from the generations that are above us? I know in my own life, I can list off for you dozens of people who are a generation or two generations before me whose wisdom and encouragement and perspective I still carry with me every day of my life. Had I not been in fellowship, had I not been a part of the church, I would not have had that opportunity to learn from them, to grow through their experiences, through the stories of their lives, through their figuring it out, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So that fellowship together. And then it talks about the fact, twice in here, talks about the fact that they got together regularly to break bread. To break bread. This symbolic meal. This meal that we share with each other on a monthly basis, the first Sunday of every month. We want to get our month started off right. And so we gather to share this common meal, one with another. Because this meal is for us a reminder what Christ has done for us. It is a renewer of our faith, a strengthener of ourselves. It is an important aspect of that mathetes, of figuring it out. Because every time we hear the words, every time that we share this experience, in some way we're hearing anew and again what Christ has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Or what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. And it all comes back to being together, learning together, growing together, remembering together, and worshiping together. Reminding ourselves that all of the honor and the glory goes solely to God. For they offered up their praise and their worship. And sometimes in our Christian lives, there are going to be those mysteries that we cannot quite fathom. All of those questions, and I know the majority of us here today have a list that we're keeping for when we get to heaven, we're going to ask God these questions. But in the meantime, we recognize that God is God and we are not. And that's called worship. That's called praise. For 1 hour out of our week, our lives are not focused upon ourselves. Our lives are focused wholly upon God. Reminding ourselves of who He is, of who we are, and what He has done to love us and care for us and be with us. We are called as a church to be disciples of Jesus Christ together. Mathetes, all of us together, figuring out the puzzle that we call life. All of us together trying to learn and to grow and to understand how God is moving and working in our lives and in our world today. Mathetes, together, putting it all together. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, we do give You thanks. We give You thanks that You have called us to be Christians, to be Your sons and daughters. And we give You thanks that You did not expect us to have it all figured out on day one, but that You have given us a lifetime to puzzle and to ponder, to talk with one another, to learn from each other, to see how it is that You would have us to live, to see how it is that You're moving and working in our lives and in our world today. We thank You, O Lord, that You have called us to be mathetes, those who seek to discover the full truth of who You are and what You're doing in this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.